Greetings, friends. Blue Mage here. Before we start the show, Amber wanted me to issue a small disclaimer that A, we recorded this episode quite early in the morning, and B, she had just finished binging 18 hours of Jenna Marbles videos the day before. So, if anything sounds different about Amber, well, you'll see what I mean. Enjoy the show.
Mountain, Island, Lightning Bolt, Snowpierce, Switchblade, Stab Wound, Red Mage, Blue Mage.
Hello and welcome to Red Mage, Blue Mage. How's it going, Amber?
It's going!
Baby!
Yeah, I guess I could have put a baby there, but I didn't feel like it. Thanks for amending my own intro.
Are you pissed off?
No, why would I be mad? It's not like I, you know, failed a test or anything recently.
Interesting.
Well, I'm over it. Go! Take this away.
All right. We are looking towards the future of Strixhaven.
Welcome to the future of magic.
What is Strixhaven?
Strixhaven is the 182nd expansion of Magic the Gathering. I made that number up completely on the fly.
Sounds legit, though.
Yeah, could be. And it is Magic the Gathering's take on Magic School, Magic Academy.
Sure. Remember how we were afraid it was just going to be straight up, like, exactly Harry Potter?
Yes, and that is something that we can talk about. So we do have some information about it. From what I understand, there were a few leaks, and so Wizards was kind of, their hand was forced, and they're like, had to start a little bit of spoiling of it. So there is a site you can go to on the mothership called The First Lesson, Introduction to Strixhaven. And here's what we know so far. There are five different colleges that represent different philosophies in learning magic. They correspond to five color pairs, the enemy color pairs. There is Lorehold, and their motto is Leave No Stone Unturned. There is the Prismari, Express Yourself with the Elements. Quandrix, Math is Magic. Silverquill, Sharp Style, Sharper Wit. And Witherbloom, Get Your Hands Dirty. And we also got, corresponding with each of those, a command, a spoiled card. Yes, what is your initial take on these?
None of these colleges appeal to me.
At all?
None of them. I don't care about any of these schools.
What?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Wow.
Like, as they were, as they were coming out, as we were learning about, like, the two schools and the color combinations and all that, there was not one that interested me at all. So what I'm saying is I probably don't care about Strixhaven. Because to me, the Guilds of Ravnica, there was like at least two guilds that I'm like, I'm into this. I like them. And it was Boros and Rakdos. This does not, nothing of these so far screams to me like fun potential chaos, fun, I don't know, ridiculousness.
You don't, like, identify with any of these?
Nope, I don't identify with any of these. Prismari, maybe, but
depends where they go with it.
It depends on where they go with it, and I'm not really like, I don't really care about the elements of like water and fire so much. I definitely don't like this elephant. Which, tangent, I'm going to go on an elephant tangent. I don't like elephants, and I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for that, because I know a lot of people love elephants, but I don't like elephants.
Wait, you mean IRL? You don't like elephants?
It's true.
Why?
Is this something new you just learned about me?
Yes, this is new information.
I don't like them.
Were you harmed by an elephant as a
youth? No, it's how they move. It's how they look. It's this. They're scary. Elephant gonna step on me. I don't like the way they feel. Have you felt an elephant? I have indeed felt an elephant. Have you never had an elephant eat a peanut out of your hand?
You're a liar.
I am not. There's pictures of me with elephant in my fucking childhood album, and I did not enjoy my experience with an elephant. It's a tactile and fear response.
Wow. This is very interesting.
I don't like their prehensile nose.
That's cool.
That's grab things.
Yeah.
Who got a nose that long? An elephant, and that's the only one of its kind, and it scares me. You know, even if it was a world full of lots of long-nosed creatures, another creature that I don't like is those monkeys that got the big noses. Maybe I just don't like huge noses on elephants.
You're weird.
So anyway, I got me looking at a huge elephant on this lore hold. I don't know what this character is that I've become. This red mage has evolved. It's just because it's in the morning, I suppose. But
yeah,
I am very. I also don't like monkeys too much either.
Is it? What other animals do you hate for no reason?
I think I gave a perfectly acceptable reason. I don't like horses either.
Okay, now on that we can reach
they
consensus.
They got scary teeth, and they kick.
And they got those big bowling ball eyes.
Yeah, and they get all foamy when they run.
Yeah, and their heads are too big.
And the legs is messed up.
Yeah,
they
can't
like,
draw
them. If you look at a horse's skeleton, how do you exist? What did nature do to you?
Yeah, what did nature have to do to turn you into a running machine?
So anyway, as I was saying about Strixhaven, one, we got an elephant on Lorehold. Usually my colors, but the elephant makes me go, no thank you. I don't like the Luxodon. I am sorry to... It's nothing personal against you.
You're definitely in the minority.
I feel like there's a lot of people who love the gentle eyes and the caress of the elephant's trunk on their cheeks. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
No, thank you. I love the Loxodon. And it's cool getting like what we have in this image in particular is a very different take on Loxodon that we've seen previously. They're normal, like, big, stout defenders and peacekeepers. And this one looks like curious and adventurous.
Yeah, that's good for him.
But I understand what you're saying, where none of these colleges appeal to you personally. Which makes sense, because this is all about, you know, this set is about education and knowledge, and so...
Of course I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, I hate this.
I don't want to go back to school. I've had enough going back to school nightmares in the last week that I'm sick of it.
Yeah, forget that. I, on the other hand...
Are you math? Is it magic?
Yes. Quandrix is my number one jam. I like Quandrix a lot. I like this character in the splash art. She appears on several cards, so I hope we get to actually meet this person.
Maybe.
I love it. I will say, though, can I say something that pissed me off when I read this stuff?
Sure.
So they wrote a little blurb about each college. Here's the Quandrix blurb. Quandrix mages are ingenious math magicians. They study patterns, fractals, and symmetries to command power over the fundamental forces of nature. Okay, cool. They'll solve a Rubik's Cube while contemplating the metaphysical properties of the universe and can recite every number of pi backwards.
That seems very silly.
It is very silly. To me, this was written by somebody who their entire knowledge of nerddom is like the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, it really does. At the very end, it should have been like Jinkies or whatever they say in
Bazingo.
There it is. Bajanka.
Yeah, and like, I know this is my read on this little blurb. So saying they can recite every number of pi backwards. So pi is transcendental. The digits go on forever. Yes. So that you can't recite it backwards because there's no last digit. And when I read this, I was like, that's silly. And I was like, well, it could actually be clever if the person is in on, they know that, so they know that's impossible. So saying that a Quandrix student could do that is like, wow, they can even do that. But I bet they don't. They didn't think about that. And a Rubik's Cube? I mean, come on. Anyway, so Quandrix I think is cool. Silver Quill I think is cool. And I think if you were going to like any of the houses, any of the colleges from the set, I feel like Silver Quill will be it, depending on what they do with it.
From inspiring battle poetry,
that throws it out to you.
To biting arcane insults, these are like the bards of the college, and I'm like, no, thank you. Like the bards that cast Tasha's hideous laughter and that kind of shit, or like scathing words of hurtdom.
Wow.
Nope. Natural charisma, sharp style, sharper wit. I have no style, and my wit is so dull, I can't even cut through a banana. So, you know.
So not for you.
Nope.
Witherbloom sucks, I think. I'm sorry to anybody who's like a big fan of Witherbloom.
Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah, I hate... Well, you and I have talked about how we hate graveyard shenanigans before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I know people who love playing in the dirt of the grave.
Yeah, dirty perverts who want to dig in the mud.
Wow.
And play a non-magic game. No thanks. My bigger problem is it's not actually the graveyard stuff. It's just that this feels exactly the same as the black-green we've seen a million times.
Yeah, it's just, you know, more... Vraska in Ravnica.
Right.
It's just
If you showed me this stuff, like if you showed me this card and you showed me this art and said this is from the newest Ravnica set, I would not bat an eye at all.
Yeah. I think for me, it would have been more interesting if it wasn't just, I don't know, if they had done like a healing magic instead of a
graveyard
draining essence of living creatures, where it's like, you could have done like a green. White or something. I know they had the black white, but maybe it's something more like we are the healing mages of,
yeah,
not the necromancers.
Give us a different take. Or if they're all about like plants, I think that could be a different way you could go about it.
But I think people really like dredging, so you know, that's
they
fine.
Do. I mean, yeah, they can have that. I've got my Quandrix. I've got my Silver Quill. I'm perfectly happy.
I got nothing here.
Yeah, you have nothing.
I'm sad. I was hoping for a goblin school.
I do have something for you.
What?
So they also announced with this first look into Strixhaven that they are making some formatting changes to cards and language that they use on cards.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
So they are changing going forward. Instead of converted mana cost, it will be called mana value. And instead of saying shuffle your library, they will just say shuffle. What do you think about those?
I don't care.
Wow, really?
Yeah, not really. I mean, to me, mana value is more concise terminology for it. Like, CMC is such an old, unfriendly term.
Yes.
Converted mana cost. I mean, I get it, because when you're in it for so long, you just see CMC and you know, like, it's the mana total. And so if you just say it's the mana total or the mana value, then I think that's just a shorter way to say it. So I'm fine with that. And then what was the other one?
Instead of saying shuffle your library, they're just going to say shuffle.
Shuffle what?
So that's unclear to you.
Yes. If you say shuffle, I don't know, shuffle my hand, shuffle. I mean, I know that sounds silly. Here's the thing about language and word stuff that... When you write instructions, to be very clear, you cannot assume that anybody understands the object of the action. So you tend to repeat yourself a lot when writing instructions. You making sure people understand what the target of the action is. And so for me, when you say just shuffle, I'm brand new to magic. Shuffle what? Shuffle... my library, my deck, my hands, my cards, shuffle what, you know? And I know that sounds silly when you hear me say these questions, but people get confused. People, and it's just, I don't know. I like it when things are very direct of what the action and the target of the action is, just from my instruction writing experience.
I do think that what the original term was, shuffle your library. Library is already a word that you have to have special knowledge about. And so them shortening that to shuffle, yeah, now you need to have special knowledge that when it just says shuffle, that means shuffle your deck. But that already existed. So, but your ideal world, maybe they would just say shuffle your deck.
Yeah, I would say that. I think that's more common. And I just say this with 10 years of writing knowledge of specifically instructions.
Right.
And understanding that when you're onboarding somebody into a new experience, you have to be as specific and repetitive as possible to drive home. To the point where when you see shuffle, you could say, oh yeah, I know that's to shuffle my deck. But if I'm...
But what does it hurt to include that?
Yeah. I don't know why they would want to remove two extra words that would just support the action for what? For just to, you know, sometimes I'm a fan of the less is more. And I've tried, like, and when I talk about this and I talk about my 10 years experience, I have tried to cut things to make things more concise, to make things more, like I would, if I referred to the same object in the same sentence or in the same paragraph twice, I tried to replace it with it on the second occurrence. And then I found out people weren't understanding. So I would have to say, you know, depress the, or unbuckle the thing, pull out the buckle tongues, put the buckle tongues here. I'm talking about like for a car seat buckle. And if you don't, if you say put them here, people will be like, what do you want me to put? The buckle itself or the buckle tongues or what? And it just like,
especially because you can't control where they start reading.
Yes. And especially when they're skimming and stuff. But right. I know that's not the same as obviously a game, but
to me, this change is kind of indicating they're making these choices more with digital rather than paper in mind.
Yes.
Because there it doesn't matter.
Right.
If you say shuffle your library or shuffle, the computer does it for you instantly.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
They should. Okay. So that's another thing is I try very, very hard when I write instructions for written, for paper, for printed. So somebody actually gets a physical manual versus how we write for video. And we have two different style guides for that, because with video, you have the addition of a human being interacting and touching the objects, and it's easier. There's this, it's a theory. I can't remember what it's called, modality theory, where basically it's people learn better when they actually see something and hear at the same time. So
multimodality.
Yes. And when you write for a video, you can take these shortcuts. You can edit your language down. You can use other terms a little bit because you have the supported visual of a human being.
You have a second
being.
Channel.
Yes, to actually see and like reinforce what you're seeing. But when you're in written and all you have is just your words, it's difficult. So I think I appreciate what they're trying to do with their arena and changing their language to reflect the changes that are happening in the digital world, but you can't do that for written physical cards because it's a different, completely different experience, and you're going to need that extra support from two words than versus what you're doing on a computer. So
right.
That's my... Hey, Amber has some knowledge in this area portion of the show. A serious moment with Amber. Wink.
It sounds like you're not upset about it. But...
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it, and I probably would be making a style guide and diverging how we write for online experience versus physical. I know that's double work, but you have two massive audiences and you kind of have to cater. It would be the same thing where it's like, if they're doing arena, are they making cards read out loud when, like, is there a hearing, like, for people who can't see, right? Are they gonna do that? Are they gonna start doing accessibility things for people who can't see the cards? You might as well, if you're gonna be porting all these words into arena, that'd be nice.
Do they not do that right now?
I don't know. I have no idea, because I mean, unfortunately, it's not my experience, and I don't usually seek it out specifically. Because even then, it's like, if you are writing online for that experience, I don't know. It's worth it, in my opinion, to diverge and have two style guides on writing, because you're trying to serve two different audiences.
It looks like the accessibility isn't very good.
Okay.
But yeah, I agree with you. It'd be cool to have on Arena, like, you could have a checkbox that would say, like, simplified text, and it would just abbreviate a lot of these things, or you could hit a checkbox and it gives you the full paper text.
Sure.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's probably worth the time and effort.
I think so, too.
To be quite honest.
I'm sure the complexity of the game turns some potential players off from it. So making it work and read simpler is good.
Yes.
Okay. So getting back to actual Strixhaven proper, what I want to talk about now is what we want to see in Strixhaven, what we don't want to see in Strixhaven, and our actual predictions of what we think we're going to see.
Okay.
Do you want me to lead off, or do you want to take one?
All I have to say is that I'm sad because I don't know if goblins are going to show up or not.
I don't think they are.
And they better not be like house elves.
Oh, that would be the worst.
I would be very, very sad and very, very mad if goblins were just like janitors.
Oh, that would be the worst.
I want to see, like, goblins can be super ingenious.
Yeah, they definitely can.
They have a little school. What I want to see is I want to see a little goblin school form. I don't like this set.
I think it would be very cool to have a goblin as like a professor or something.
Yeah, I suppose. There better be a goblin professor.
We'll see. It feels like we just like goblins haven't been around much lately.
It's my biggest complaint.
So you want goblins? That's your first ask.
My first ask is I want goblins.
Gotcha. Cool.
That might be my only ask.
I'm looking at Quandrix, and as I said, that's the college that I'm like, ooh, you're speaking my language right now. If they're going to say math is magic, I want the blue-green Quandrix cards to be complex and mathy. I want them, like, I don't want them to shy away from making complex cards. God. Like, this is the audience you're talking to, the math nerds who are, like, you're saying math is magic. You're saying Rubik's Cube, stupid, but what, you know, silly, whatever. Give me some complex mathy stuff. I want some convoluted shit in Quandrix.
I'm so let down by this. Like, nothing about this set appeals to me. Like, nothing so far. Like, even just, like, I keep scrolling up and down this article to, like, feel something, and I feel nothing.
I feel nothing.
Like,
what do you think about each of the college's founders is an elder dragon? So we're going to get some elder dragons. Does that do anything for you?
I'm sick of dragons! Everything is dragons!
Okay.
What are we on talk here?
Can I give you a want that I have for the set that might actually save it for you?
Okay, try.
What I want, so, I mean, I think everybody's in line with, we want this to be distinct from Harry Potter. And so far, it looks like it is. I think one thing that could really set it apart is if you really emphasized the high school drama angle.
But it's college. It's still college drama.
Well, I wanted to read like high school. I mean, they're called colleges, but that just means like different disciplines.
Okay. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
I want to see some Degrassi style shit or like almost like Monster Hearts. I want to see like characters having tiffs and like I want it to be, you know, high school-y. I think that could be fun.
Maybe.
And would it feel different?
Yeah, I don't want there to be some... I just want this to be like a slice of life kind of set with magic. I don't want there to be some sort of epic
yes.
problem that yes. they have to solve and then like... It's fucking Ugin shows up for some goddamn reason.
Oh my god, I bet he Bolas. Does.
I betcha Ugin is gonna show up, and I betcha it's going to hint the return of Nicole Bolas. I guarantee it.
Okay, so that's a prediction for you?
Yeah. Some motherfucking dragon's gonna show up, most likely Ugin.
I could see that. Especially because he's all about knowledge and studying and shit.
Yeah, and there's some artifact here in these colleges that they're protecting in the middle of the center of the school that all these professors all know about, and there's going to be a select group of college students who are going to try and protect it, and then one of them is going to spark, and you're going to get some planeswalkers out of this goddamn college because they're going to make some epic battle that some dragon's going to try and steal some shit. That is my prediction.
I think that's interesting. Like I said, I can see Ugin being involved. I would say... The only thing that makes it so I don't think that's going to happen is they're already building up to their next, like, War of the Spark style big event, which is going to be Phyrexia. Because we just had in Kaldheim, Vorinclex showed up out of nowhere.
Remind me what happens in Phyrexia.
So, this was back in the Mirrodin, Scars of Mirrodin block, where the Phyrexians invaded Mirrodin and took it over and turned it into new Phyrexia.
And Phyrexians are black goop?
Yeah, they spread this contagion that transforms. It's like a blend between metal and flesh.
Where do they originate from? Phyrexia.
Phyrexia, yeah.
What's Phyrexia?
So do you remember Thran? Or not Thran. Goddammit. Do you remember Yawgmoth? We had a conversation about sexy Yawgmoth.
Yeah, what about him?
So he was the founder of Phyrexia. He is like a mad scientist, an evil doctor who experimented with life and manipulating flesh and death, and so he started this world where...
Where did he get his knowledge from?
I think... I don't know.
Oh, it's Eldrazi.
Oh my god.
it's Eldrazi!
I thought you were asking me a real question.
I was. I want to know, like, why did he, like, get inspired to do this?
Well, he was a member of the Thran, which are like in Dominaria. The Thran existed way before the magic storyline started, so that it's the trope of an ancient race that has gone extinct, and they were just very sophisticated.
An ancient race, you say?
Yes. What race is more ancient than yea unto the Eldrazi?
What if the Eldrazi are Thran, but morphed?
That's actually a cool idea. The Thran disappeared because they ascended.
Yeah, and they became Eldrazi. And then here we go.
I mean, I'm down
bada bing, bada boom, magic school, Ugin Nicole Bolas planes walk into an Eldrazi.
Yeah, somehow we always wind up back here.
I don't know, we need somehow. It's all connected. It's all entwined.
Well, I wanted to return because you said something that I fervently agree with. I don't want a Dark Lord plot in this block.
I also would like there not to be a MacGuffin. Like every, like there's some wheel that unwinds time, and I don't know. Like I'm tired of MacGuffins, and I am tired of epic battles.
Yes.
I would like it to be, like you said, a slice of life. Like, we're in school. We're having school times.
Yeah. I want this to feel like Dominaria was a few years ago, where we're just going to this world and enjoying this world. there isn't really a heavy plot going on.
I bet you that there is going to be. They can't stop not having MacGuffins.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Unfortunately.
It's gonna be a wand.
Maybe.
Oh, that's too on
Please,
the nose.
No, that can't be.
They would be like, oh, wait. We can't have it be a wand because
a wand that was a Harry Potter thing.
So it's gotta be something else. It's gotta be a lava axe.
An orb.
God, not another damn orb.
Enough cube? With these orbs. There
is
you
it
go.
The Arkenstone? Is it the Tesseract? Is it the Allspark? What could it be?
Is it the Borg?
What if it is the Allspark, but it's all sparks?
Aldrazi spark.
Oh, shit. Where's my big board?
Well, think about this. With Universes Beyond, we could have the Allspark in Magic the Gathering now.
Oh my god.
We will, because Transformers is a Hasbro property.
Holy shit. Is What's-His-Face the Fire Truck a Planeswalker? Optimus Prime?
The Fire Truck?
He's a Fire Truck.
He's a Semi-Truck.
Whatever, it's a big truck. I thought it was a Fire Truck. Let me Google this because I want to make sure. Optimus Prime fire truck.
No.
He's a fire truck!
He is absolutely not.
Optimus Prime, aka Fire Convoy, is a stern and serious commander where he took up the form of a fire truck.
No.
Are you basing your knowledge off of fucking goddamn Michael Bay's Transformers?
You silence. Look at this. I'm sending you images. We are going off the rails, but I don't care.
Look, Prom soon struck out Command Earth where he took the form of a fire truck. I don't even care. I'm not even gonna look at your damn link.
Alright.
I'm looking at your link.
This is a semi-truck.
He is a fire truck.
So.
Yeah, that one. No, it is a fire truck. Google it.
Google what?
Optimus Prime is a fire truck.
No, of course that's going to turn up some bullshit. How about this? What
look,
kind
Optimus
of
Prime,
truck?
Look, Optimus Prime appears in the Transformers animated series in 2008 as a red semi-trailer truck, able to be fitted with many trailer attachments, most notably one that effectively makes him a fire truck.
I googled what kind of truck is Optimus Prime. The first generation Optimus Prime transforms into a Freightliner FL86 cab over semi-truck.
What kind of car?
What kind of car?
Truck is Optimus Prime.
You don't even know the difference between a truck and a car. How can you be trusted? Generation 1. Within his chest is a mystic talisman known as the Autobot Matrix of Leadership. Oh my god.
Fire truck.
You can't... You are biased. You are putting in the answer to your search.
Alternate modes. Cybertronian cab over truck, futuristic semi-trailer truck / fire truck.
And this is under the heading alternate modes?
In-universe information, alternate modes.
So it's an fire alternate to truck. The default.
It's his default alternate.
Okay. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Whatever. I'm right.
But yes, to come back to where this started, no MacGuffins, please. I don't want planeswalkers in there, but that there's no chance of that happening.
This one of these students is going to planeswalk. One of them is going to spark. And it better not be for goddamn traumatic reasons.
I want a Loxodon to spark. That'd be
whatever.
Cool.
Whatever. That's fine.
Speaking of planeswalkers, I don't want any in the set, but I have a prediction that Kasmina will be there.
Oh, yeah. What about what's her face with all the Gidget's gadgets? You know, the artifact lady. The Thopter lady.
Oh, yeah. Saheeli.
Yeah, Saheeli.
Yeah, she could be there. The trouble is, like, there's a lot of This has the potential for a lot of blue planeswalkers to be running around.
Nizmizzitz, the dragon.
But he's not a planeswalker, though.
Well, he's a dragon.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a dragon. Maybe he is a planeswalker, and we just don't know about it. He's hiding it.
Could be. I don't think so, though. Because last time we saw him, he got reincarnated as, like, the avatar of Ravnica, kind of.
Oh, that's terrible. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I wouldn't want to be reincarnated as the, like, avatar of anything. I don't want to become not me and represent a whole damn fucking plane.
Yeah.
Just like how I wouldn't want to be a living will and testament.
A la Jace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
I don't know. I the mechanic. What mechanic do you think is going to be, like, the new? Do they really talk about it? I can't remember.
No, they haven't talked about any new mechanics.
Okay, well,
we do know that double-faced modal cards are going to be a part of it, as they have been the last couple sets.
They're going to bring back Megamorph.
Please, no.
They're going to bring back Haunted.
I don't know what the returning mechanic is going to be. The prof... his prediction was that level up will be a returning mechanic.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, you students, get your degrees.
Yep.
You got to take your owls.
Yep. So I think that would be a great fit. I would love that. I am predicting that we will get a wizard sport that is not Quidditch.
Oh, what's it going to be?
I don't know. It's going to be not Quidditch.
I hope the big thing is just that they're going to go to a tournament. Oh, there's going to be a ball.
So you want those kind of tropes.
Yeah, I like that kind of shit. I like there being a ball. I like there being, like, wizarding trials. I think that's really fun.
It'd be cool if that's how they formatted, like, the final exams.
Yeah.
Like, in this world, the final exams are, like, trials and dungeons and stuff.
Is there going to be a quiz mechanic? I hope there's a flipping coin command mechanic, but they're not going to do it because there's no goblins.
No, they're not going to.
And it's too chaos for what this is supposed to be, which makes me sad.
I'm also predicting a non-human headmaster.
Of course, it's going to be a raccoon.
That would be cool. I don't think that's what it's going to be, but that would be
it's
cool.
It's going to be a Loxodon.
What I don't want to see is... surprise, the headmaster is a planeswalker in disguise.
Or a centaur.
One thing, coming back to the planeswalkers, and I don't want them here. One, I'm just getting tired of it. We've just seen it way too much. But two, I don't like going to a world, a cool world, that they're designing and making us fall in love with, and then having that world's, like, authority subverted by planeswalkers. So you go to Kaldheim, it's like, wow, this is a cool, like, Viking Norse mythology world, and they've got their gods and everything. And then Tybalt shows up and just shits on everything.
Right.
And kills, traps their god of lies and tricks, and it's like, how's this guy the god of trickery if he got bean-boozled by Tybalt? I'm done with it. I don't want any more of that.
Yeah, I'm tired of all of those... just have it be a really old raccoon who likes to paint and is actually a kind and generous and open and communicative professor who...
You're just describing a Ryutama character.
Who wants to take care of everybody. Maybe.
And who owns a cafe and...
sells his paintings and they're really bad. But people in town buy them because he's just so damn nice. And he always gives him a jar of jam with it.
Shapeshift. Check it out on the Geekspective Network.
Nice plug there.
Thanks. And speaking of, you can find us on the Geekspective Network, where maybe you found this or maybe you found it elsewhere. Red Mage, Blue Mage, at Red Blue MTG on Twitter. I'm at Wolfmere on Twitter.
I'm at Rocket Orca.
And until next time, I'll be representing Counterspell.
And now I'm scared of Luxodons.
Bye.
Goodbye.